Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Joel 2, 12 to 13. The prophecy of Joel chapter 2, verse 12 to 13. But even now, says the Lord, repent sincerely and return to me with fasting and weeping and mourning. Let your broken heart show your sorrow. Tearing your clothes is not enough. Come back to the Lord your God. He is kind and full of mercy. He is patient and keeps his promise. He is always ready to forgive and not punish. My theme for reflection is returning to God with our whole heart. Returning to God with our whole heart. Do you remember those childhood promises from our parents? If you pass your exams, I will buy you that toy you have been asking for. Or if you behave well this Christmas, maybe we will finally get you that pair of shiny new shoes. Looking back, it is funny how these promises were always for our benefit, even if we did not see it at the time. Our parents were not just trying to make us happy. They were teaching us to strive for something better. God's message to us through the prophet Joel feels a lot like those promises. He sees how far we have wandered, how our disobedience has hurt not just our relationship with Him, but also ourselves. And yet God's call is simple. Return to me with all your heart. No material offering, no grand gesture, just our honest, wholehearted return. At the close of a year and the beginning of another, Joel's words couldn't be more timely. We may not face locust plagues or ruined fields as Judah did, but we live in a world marked by crisis, climate change, lingering pandemic challenges, and personal struggles that weigh heavily on us. Like Judah, we might feel we have little left to offer God. Yet Joel assures us that our return doesn't require perfection or material offerings. It is not about having everything figured out or pretending everything is fine. God says, rend your hearts and not your garments. In ancient times, tearing one's clothes was a dramatic sign of grief or repentance. But God is not interested in outward displays. He desires an inner transformation, a heart fully committed to Him. The Hebrew understanding of heart goes beyond emotion. It speaks to our determination, purpose, and courage. Returning to God means offering not just the joyful parts of ourselves, but also our grief, our confusion, and even our doubts. And here is the promise. When we return to God with our whole heart, He meets us with grace and restoration. Joel says, He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. This is a God who does not demand perfection, but delights in our sincere return. My dear friends, as we look toward a new year, this is our hope, that God's Spirit meets us not in our strength, but in our vulnerability. God promises to pour out His Spirit on all people, not just the priests, the leaders, or the perfect ones, but on all flesh. Joel 2:28. This Spirit doesn't erase our struggles, but empowers us to endure, to hope, and to imagine what could be as we build the kingdom of God together. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what parts of your heart, whether joyful or broken, do you need to bring before God as you return to Him? Number two, how can you let God's Spirit guide you into a new year of hope and transformation? Gracious and merciful God, as we stand at the threshold of a new year, we hear your call to return to you with all our hearts. We confess that we have wandered, and we bring before you our joys, our sorrows, and our failures. Thank you for your steadfast love that welcomes us back, not with judgment, but with grace. Pour out your Spirit upon us, renewing our hearts and empowering us to live with hope and courage in the year ahead. Help us to trust in your promises and to share your love with those around us. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.